Welcome to the deep dive. If you're anything like us, you're always looking for that next great e-bike adventure.
Definitely. Always on the hunt.
Well, today we're plugging into a real powerhouse trail. It's the Little Miami Scenic Trail in southwestern Ohio.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
It really is. We're not talking a short little path here. This is like 78 miles of paved trail. 78 miles spanning 5 counties.
It's huge. And you know what makes it so good, especially for e-bikes, is just the sheer variety you get.
Right.
Yeah. One minute you're gliding through like peaceful countryside. The next you're in a historic little town. And it's all pretty well maintained. Great Ohio experience.
You absolutely nailed it. So if you're tuning in, you know, maybe looking for a new e-bike escape, something substantial, this could be it.
Hmm.
Our deep dive today is really focused on giving you the essentials, the key info you need to plan an amazing e-bike ride on the Little Miami Scenic Trail.
Mm.
We'll hit the key sections, the best access points, maybe some hidden gems.
Sounds good. But first, just a quick important reminder for all e-bikers.
Always crucial.
Right. Class 1 e-bikes, the pedal assist up to 20 miles per hour, are usually okay on trails like this, but you absolutely have to check the local rules before you ride. Always. Just make sure you're good to go.
Excellent point. Okay, let's start the virtual ride. We'll kick off down south and head north.
Okay.
So the trail's southern end, it's just south of Newtown. That's in Hamilton County. Starts right at the Beachmont Connector over the Little Miami River.
Gotcha.
And from there, it basically heads northeast all the way up to Springfield, Clark County. 78 miles. It still kind of blows my mind.
It's a serious stretch of Ohio. And what's really nice, I think, is how it stays close to the Little Miami River for so much of the way.
Yeah, the views must be great.
They are. You get those, you know, serene water views. Hmm. Plus, it means the terrain is generally pretty gentle. We'll talk more about that later, but yeah.
And what's really cool is how it connects to other big trails.
Like, yeah.
It's not just isolated.
No, not at all. It hooks up with the Buckeye Trail, the North Country National Scenic Trail, and even the Ohio to Erie Trail.
Wow. So you could plan a really long tour if you wanted.
Exactly. It could totally be your starting point for something epic. And getting onto those networks has actually gotten easier recently.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, there was the Beachmont Bridge Connection Project, finished in 2022, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That extended the trail and crucially linked it up with the Lunkin Airport Trail and the Ohio River Trail.
Ah, so easier access towards Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Makes getting towards downtown much simpler and opens up some nice loop ride options, too.
That's fantastic. And aren't there other connections happening, too?
Yes, the Columbia Connector Trail Project. The first couple of phases wrapped up in spring 2020.
Okay.
The goal there is to connect the trail better with neighborhoods along Worcester Pike, businesses, and other regional trails like Crown. It's all about knitting it together.
Making it more accessible. Love it. Okay, so with all these improvements, let's zoom in on that southern end again, near Anderson Township, the Beachmont Connector.
All right.
You're close to Lunkin Airport Trail, Ohio River Trail.
Yeah.
What about parking down there?
Okay, so the Little Miami Golf Center is right there. That's an option. Though, I saw a review mentioning a parking fee. So just be aware.
Good tip.
And if the the Speedway lot nearby is full, which can happen, apparently there's overflow parking at Clear Creek Park. That's on Batavia Road.
Handy backup. Okay, yeah. Heading north from there. Milford comes up pretty quick.
Yeah, Milford's not far. And it gets mentioned a lot for having really easy trail access. Some people actually prefer starting there.
Oh, interesting. Any amenities?
Oh, yeah. Restaurants. And the Little Miami Brewery is right nearby, too. Perfect for a mid-ride stop, right?
Absolutely. An e-bike and a brewery stop. Classic combo. But for maybe the quintessential trail town experience, Loveland seems to be the star.
Oh, definitely. Loveland gets rave reviews. They call it the sweetheart of Ohio. Super bike friendly.
And parking.
Plenty of parking, apparently. And what's great is all the stuff right on the trail. Restaurants, bars, bike shops like Montgomery Cyclery. It's all right there.
Sounds lively.
Very. And just north of Loveland, there's a place called the Monkey Bar. Described as a cool little watering hole.
Hey, okay.
And for a bit of history, there's the old Peter's Cartridge Company building. Big plans to turn that into a brewery and tap room.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool. So Loveland is definitely a major hub.
It really is, which, you know, also means can get busy.
Right. That's the flip side. Weekends.
Yeah.
Holidays.
Yeah, exactly. And they have events, too, like a Tuesday farmer's market. So if you want pure quiet, maybe plan around peak times for the Loveland section.
Good advice. Okay, pushing north again. Next up, Morrow.
Morrow, yeah. Smaller town feel. It's got an old railroad depot, which is neat. And this ancient but safe iron trestle bridge.
Photo op.
Totally. And someone mentioned Miranda's ice cream shop, a nice little treat stop. Always good on a bike ride.
Always. And Fort Ancient isn't far from Morrow, is it?
No, it's nearby. That's the state memorial with the museum and the big Native American mounds. Really impressive site.
Worth a detour.
Definitely worth seeing. Though one review pointed out that biking directly to the museum involves an uphill road climb and no bike lanes on that specific road. So something to factor in, especially if you're planning that specific stop.
Gotcha. Okay, next major point. Xenia. Sounds like a big junction.
It really is. Xenia is where the Little Miami intersects with a whole bunch of other trails. The Prairie Grass Trail, Creekside, Taller Road Spur, James Ranch Connecting Spur.
Wow, Trail Central.
Pretty much. Xenia Station is the landmark there, right in the middle of it all.
But navigating through Xenia, any quirks?
Yeah, a couple of things mentioned. One part of the trail actually uses marked city sidewalks for bikes.
Okay, interesting.
And the signage at some of the intersections, it might use trail numbers instead of the trail names you're expecting. So just, you know, keep your eyes peeled.
Good to know. Stay alert in Xenia. All right, heading towards Yellow Springs next.
Yellow Springs. Yeah, described as a quirky, cool, bike-friendly college town. Sounds fun.
It does. What's there?
Well, right on the trail, there's the Yellow Springs Station. It's an old rail station, nicely restored, now houses the Chamber of Commerce.
Cool.
And, yeah, plenty of quirky shops and restaurants, apparently. It's just the vibe you'd expect.
And I saw something about a brewery.
Yep, Yellow Springs Brewery, right off the trail. Convenient.
Very. And for nature lovers.
Glen Helen Nature Preserve is nearby, and Antioch College. Oh, and there's a newer covered bridge built in 2014, about a mile and a half south of town. Adds to the scenery.
Nice touch. Okay, so that brings us almost to the end. Springfield, the northern terminus?
Right, the northern endpoint. You'll find dining options, convenience stores, that kind of thing. And it connects again. Simon Kenton Trail and the Buck Creek Trail start or end there.
More connections.
Yeah.
I did see some cautionary notes about this stretch into Springfield.
Yeah, that came up in a few reviews. The section north of Yellow Springs heading towards Springfield, some writers mentioned feeling a bit less safe.
How so?
Mentions of seeing graffiti, encountering some homelessness. It's a less comfortable vibe for some folks. One review even suggested maybe skipping that last section into Springfield.
Okay. That's important context for people planning the full route.
It is. Good news is the trail within Springfield itself, like going into downtown, seems to be complete now.
Right. So maybe it's just that approach section that raises concerns.
Seems like it. But definitely something to be aware of. Okay, maybe we should shift to some practical stuff. Like, what's the ride actually like on an e-bike?
Yeah, good idea. Trail surface first.
Mostly asphalt and concrete, generally reported as well-maintained, so pretty smooth sailing for e-bikes.
Nice, and shade. Ohio summers can get hot.
Big plus there. Lots of tree canopy, especially on the southern and central parts of the trail, really helps make summer rides more comfortable.
That's huge. What about hills? Is it flat?
Mostly, yeah. Very gentle grades overall, super suitable for e-bikes, you know, and riders of different fitness levels. You might notice a slight general uphill trend if you're riding south to north, but honestly, with an e-bike's pedal assist, probably not a big deal for most.
Makes sense. Huh? Okay, essentials, restrooms, water.
Available in a lot of the towns along the way, Milford, Loveland, Yellow Springs, etc. And there are some dedicated trailside facilities too.
But still wise to carry your own water.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're doing longer stretches between the towns. Don't want to get caught out.
For sure. And food and drink beyond water. Sounds like plenty of options in the towns.
Definitely. Loveland, Milford, Yellow Springs are packed with options. But even the smaller villages often have, you know, a little shop or cafe. You won't starve.
Good to know. And parking, we mentioned some spots, but generally available at various trailheads.
Yeah, seems like there are quite a few access points with parking along the route. Those main towns are usually a good bet.
Okay, couple of reminders. Loveland can get crowded, right?
Yeah, definitely busy on weekends, holidays. Just be prepared for more people, maybe ride slower through there.
And signage, generally okay, but maybe a little confusing in Xenia or at some junctions.
Right. Might see trail numbers more than names sometimes. Just pay a bit more attention at those intersections.
And finally, safety. Standard trail stuff. Watch for road crossings, other users.
Walkers, runners, other bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be courteous and just keep those concerns about the Springfield approach section in mind. Remain aware of your surroundings.
Okay, great overview. So as you're listening and thinking about this, let's boil down some key takeaways.
Right. First off, the Little Miami Scenic Trail is clearly a fantastic e-bike destination in Ohio. 78 miles of varied scenery and towns. It's a major asset.
Absolutely. And you can really tailor your ride. Think about what you want, you know, the buzz of Loveland, the nature south of Esenia, the quirky vibe of Yellow Springs.
Exactly. Pick a section or plan a multi-day trip. Lots of possibilities depending on your interest and how far you want to ride.
And definitely use those online tools for planning. The interactive maps, like on the Great Parks of Hamilton County site or trailing.
Yeah.
Super helpful for routes or parking.
Oh, yeah. Essential planning tools. And one last tip. Always check for recent trail reviews or park alerts before you go. Conditions can change, right?
Good call. Get the latest scoop on conditions or any closures.
Yeah.
So as you're processing all this, which part of Little Miami sparks your interest most? What kind of e-bike trip are you maybe sketching out in your head now?
Hopefully this deep dive gave you a solid foundation to start planning that.
We certainly hope so. Thanks for joining us on this virtual tour of the Little Miami Scenic Trail.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
We really hope this exploration got you excited about your next e-bike adventure. And hey, if you've ridden this trail, share your experiences. Or if you have more questions, let us know.
We'd love to hear them.
Definitely. Be sure to join us next time as we dive into another amazing spot for e-biking. Until then, happy trails.